Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy day to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining us in your day. Thank you for being here. And wow, we are at the end of February already. And so let's just take a moment to breathe, like just some deep inhales and deep exhales, because the first 2 months of 2018 have been energetically big. And we've had some rising energies, and there have been the swells, and then there have been the dips. And, of course, it's all beautiful, and it's all working to support us. But we are at a point right now on the other side of eclipse season where we just want to feel a tad more grounded, confident, feet feel firm on the earth, and we feel opened and aligned with the highest and best possible energies that we can work with. And so let's just bring that into our consciousness right now. Just allow that to embed in your energy. Allow that to comfort you, because it's been quite an emotional period. If you listen to this podcast regularly, you know how last week I talked about how all the Pisces planets are bringing up a lot of sadness or grief, and we just want to escape and tune out and just go to other realms and other places so that we can feel, that we can cope. We can cope. And, you know, there's healthy ways to do that, and there's unhealthy ways to do that, of course. And I feel like right now we have so much energy up, and it's mostly feminine energy. There's a lot of planets in the feminine signs, which are the water and earth signs. And when that happens, when there is a lot of feminine energy, it can take us to the extremes. We can feel too open, too emotional, too energetically aware. We could feel too vulnerable. Right? We feel like, where do I get some grounding and some focus? And that's what the masculine planets' energies give us, is that the masculine signs are the ones that help us say, okay, get this done. And the feminine ones want to float away and enjoy and not be held down or held back. Now, we need both. In our lives, we need the feminine energies that are loving and open and trusting, and we need the masculine energies that guide, that make things concrete, that help us hone in on what's important and what's essential. And when these two are working together, the yin and the yang, anima, animus, we are feeling much more present in ourselves, in our lives, in this journey. But when we have a lot of feminine energy, we can just feel scattered. And a lot of that is due to the Pisces energy, where, oh my gosh, I don't even want to focus on anything. I don't even want to do the details. Is that coming up for you? Because Pisces is all about the other realms, and we want to go to other places. We want to be, you know, away from here, wherever here is for you. So I want to validate that if you're feeling that. If it's like you have a 9-to-5 and you're just so slugging through it, and it's just so hard right now to focus or even to be present. The Pisces energy takes us to other places. The other thing that's going on is that there's no planets in air signs. And so we're feeling so much, and we don't have words for it, and we don't know how to communicate it or how to express it. If you have a lot of stuff that you're just picking up on, and you're just, you know, moving through it and you don't know how to even put it into a sentence, or you don't know how to talk to someone about it, much less get clarity in your own head. What we are meant to do right now is work with the energies that don't require words, such as your higher self, your soul, angels, spirit guides, archangels, the elementals, fairies, anything, even your body. Even your body doesn't require words. We're meant to be energetically communicating right now. And that's where you will just know. You'll just intuitively say, ah, that's what I'm feeling. Or, aha, that's what's going on. So it's an interesting time because whenever we have planets in air signs, we can form the words and we're cerebral and we can get the details and the focus. But there isn't that support right now. So we are meant to be doing energy work, and please follow that as it's best for you. That could be something like EFT tapping. That could be Jinshin Jitsu. That could be acupressure, acupuncture, Reiki, working with crystals, working with anything that for you moves energy through you. I go to acupuncture almost every week, every Tuesday or Wednesday. It's my energy tune-up. If you're new and you haven't heard me talk about acupuncture, I love it. I go to a place that is community acupuncture, and you should actually Google community acupuncture in your area because it is very well priced, and it's a wonderful way to be taken care of without needing insurance. At least here in the U.S., that's how it's done. Is a lot of people need insurance for acupuncture, but this is not. It's cash. So community acupuncture, there's my plug. Check it out because it's awesome. I go every week, and I swear it's what keeps my body feeling, you know, like I'm moving things through. And at this time, with so much Pisces energy, my friends, we are meant to be letting go. And we can know that, but we're meant to feel it. We're meant to let it go because you do not need to carry stuff forward. And wherever the Pisces energy is in your chart right now, there's a stellium of Pisces planets. A stellium is essentially a gang or a tribe of planets all clustering together in one particular astrological sign. And right now we have that. We have a gang of Pisces planets. They're ruling the cosmos. The sun in Pisces, Neptune, Mercury, Venus, and Chiron, five planets in Pisces, they're all huddled together in your chart, and this is where the Pisces energy is asking you to let go of what's done and what's expired and what now feels heavy, what feels uncomfortable, what feels complete, and trust what it feels like for you, because it's very intuitive. Pisces is very intuitive, but it's also something that's complete for your soul's growth and your soul's healing. And we are starting a new month in March tomorrow, and depending when you listen to this, it could be March already. And March begins with a full moon in Virgo at 11 degrees. And March ends with a full moon in Libra. And so in the month of March, we have a lot of lunar activity going on. It's once again another blue moon month where we have two full moons, the bookends of the month. And so we are meant to be accelerating through some emotional layers in March. And the Pisces energy is helping you see what that is. And that's why we feel the sadness of what has to go or what has gone, what is complete. If there has been disappointment or letdowns, you know, the stuff in life that we don't always like to talk about. And it's the stuff that can still linger in us and around us. It's the stuff that we just feel, and it sucks. And in many cultures, we are not allowed to be sad, right? You put on a happy face and you get a positive affirmation and you think of a happy thought, and I just feel that's so inauthentic. And the people that I work with understand that we are composed of all energies in our energy fields, and that includes the shadow energies that we all have, and that includes the denser emotional energies, but it also includes things that we can choose to embrace and we can choose to own, because we know it doesn't stay. It moves through us. And it's an emotion is energy in motion. Energy in motion. That's emotion. And I wrote about that back in 2013 in my book, The Art of Trapeze. And that was a message that I received from Spirit, because I was feeling really heavy, sucky stuff. And it's like, what is going on here? And what you have to remember is that you don't have to identify with it at an ego level. You can feel sadness, but you are not sadness. You can feel pain, but you are not pain, as in you, your unlimited vessel of energy, your unlimited potential as an energy field, as a soul, is unlimited, and therefore you are never just one thing, you are everything. And so when these energies move through us, I feel that it's actually our human responsibility to just let it move through us. And so you'll have these periods when you just feel the sadness, or you feel the grief, or you feel disappointment. Perhaps you feel regret. The list goes on, right? But it's okay to allow yourself to feel all that without feeling like you're identifying with it at an egoic level. And I hope that makes sense, because too many times we think, oh, I'm not supposed to be sad, or, oh, why am I sad? And then we judge ourselves. Well, that's nonsense, right? We're meant to feel all of this. And so this Pisces energy is bringing it up, 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 and we're just cleansing and purifying. We're transmuting it. We're letting it go. And that is how the healing happens, is when you do it at a very authentic level. And you allow yourself to just feel it. And so I actually have really struggled with that in my life. A good 10 years ago, oh, man, I thought crying was, like, the worst thing I could do. I thought it was such weakness. I thought, oh, I'm embarrassed. Like, why can't I hold it together? Why can't I keep it together? And that kind of self-judgment, my friends, is like putting a dam, building a dam around your own energy field. So I'm really emphasizing all this because the other part of this energy is that since Pisces is so connected to the bigger energy fields of the planet and the galaxy, a lot of us are actually working with energies in the collective. And we're clearing it in the collective, and it can feel bigger that way. And it can be a part of a soul mission to do this type of energy work. It can be one of your gifts, especially if you are an empath. You are a light worker. You are a starseed. You are here to improve the planet. And part of that, a big part of that mission, is by moving the energy. And, you know, there's things on this planet that are really hard at times, and they're really hard to witness or experience or feel, and yet our feelings are such important messengers. So, again, it gets back to that understanding that we're collectively working with energies so that we can gain the wisdom from those messages. And the Pisces energy just wants us to see that, you know, and to honor that. Every planet here is moving towards a conjunction with Chiron in March. That's a big thing. Because Chiron is the wounded healer. Chiron is currently at 27 degrees of Pisces, and Chiron first went into Pisces in 2010, and then it retrograded back into Aquarius, and then it finally entered Pisces fully in 2011. Since 2011, it's been a big time of spiritual healing, spiritual wounds, the sense of what's it all about. I read this really good article one time, and I'm so sorry, I can't even remember who wrote it, because I'd like to give them credit, but they basically said, Chiron is the planet that asks, why me? Okay? Like, where in your life are you saying, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why me? And it brings up that victim feeling, right? That sense of powerlessness. But it's meant to spiral you up and literally move the energy up to a higher place of consciousness, of personal power, personal understanding, all of that. And so you spiral up, and that's actually what Chiron does so beautifully. It is a catalyst for your healing, and it requires us to then be courageous around what feels vulnerable. So Chiron is about to move into Aries in April after being in Pisces for the past seven and a half years. And that's why in the collective, we've been doing so much with the spiritual work and the spiritual healing and the purging and the forgiveness and just so many things. It's been the fact that Chiron is making sure that we see it and we move it through. But he's in this finishing up business phase from now until April. As he moves through these last few degrees of Pisces, he is kind of like, did you get it? Have you got it? Does it feel better? Did you heal it? How's this feel now? Do you feel stronger? It's this last checking in. And what's going to happen is each of these planets, well, actually it's going to be the Sun, Mercury, and Venus, are coming in. They're going to make a conjunction with Chiron in March so that you can check in with how you've healed yourself at a self-identity egoic level, which is the Sun. It's going to make sure that you're healing how you speak to yourself. Your inner conscious programming has been elevated. That's what Mercury in Pisces is going to help make sure you've healed. And then Venus is the healer of your heart and of love relationships and understanding how not everyone is traveling with you in this lifetime in the same way. And you can be connected to them spiritually if they aren't present in your life. You can be connected to them, you know, energetically, but you'll always be connected with them at a soul level, even if your paths are not connected in a human physical way. And so the Sun, Mercury, and Venus are going to come through and give you that check-in on you, on your energies, and it's meant to help you get some closure. March slows things down. Okay, we have the Pisces closure energy. And, you know, closure is not external. We want it to be. We want someone to come up to us and say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Right? Ho'oponopono. Or we want them to say, you know, you are the best thing in my life and I missed you. You know, we look sometimes for other people to bring us a healing message or words. But what we're each being required to do is to give that to ourselves, to be strong enough to give that to yourself, because you have realized that you have to move on. You have to move on. You have to move forward. You have to continue on your life. And you have to continue with your mission. And you have to pull your energy back to you. And as the planets move into Aries, that's what they say. They say, you got to claim yourself here. You need to claim your energy. It's you. You are the beginning of this next cycle. You are the start. You are the initiator of the energy. So what are you going to do? And so we have all this Pisces energy that's, you know, taking us in so many places and so many realms. And then the Aries energy says, okay, snap back to it. Snap back to it and bring that energy back to you, because you're going to start the next phase of what you need. So March really asks us to make sure that we are on track with what is important to you right now. So the month starts with this Virgo full moon at 11 degrees. And it's opposing the planets in Pisces. Now, I feel this Virgo full moon is such a beautiful gift because it is grounding. It is simplicity. It is minimizing. It is, you better put your feet on the ground and you better take care of some necessities. This full moon is meant to help you prioritize and to look at what you can choose. The energy signature right now has a lot of possibilities and choices and all this stuff. It's like, which way do I go, right? If you're feeling that, you're feeling the sense of, I don't even know what to choose, Molly. Well, the full moon is going to show you what to choose. And that full moon is on March 1st and 2nd, depending on your time zone. And it's, and the Virgo full moon is asking you to choose less and to be practical. And so it's looking at how you work with Virgo energy in your chart and what decisions do you need to make that support your body, your health, your daily life, your routines. Are you eating enough salads? If you are, then I really admire you, because I'm that person who's always like, I should order a salad when I get to a restaurant. And then I look at the menu and I don't want a salad. I want something else. But it's kind of like Virgo orders salads. I have a friend who has a moon in Virgo, and she is so good at ordering salads when she goes out to eat. And I just think that's amazing. But that's what Virgo does. It says nothing, nope, I can't eat that, I can't do that. It's discerning. So the full moon is asking us all to order salads, to do our yoga, to come back to our body's messages, to do our acupuncture, our energy, our healing modalities that support our bodies, and to make sure that we have energy in our physical systems. So you get this sense of, okay, I'm coming back to tend to myself. What's really great about this full moon is that it also trines Saturn in Capricorn. And you know he means business, because Saturn in Capricorn is looking at you sternly, and he's looking at you, you know, his glasses are sliding down his nose, and he's looking at you with his eyes, and he's like pointing his finger saying, you need to do this, but I'm going to help you do this, and I'm going to help you make the commitment. So there's a level of commitment here with this full moon, because Saturn doesn't play around, and he is our adult. So what would your adult self be telling you to do right now? And that is not about your age, because you could be 74 and you could still feel like you have a separate adult persona. This is a maturing energy. It is also looking at what commitments can you make to go the distance. And not to brag or anything, but I already started my taxes, which, by the way, is a joke because I just hate doing my taxes every year. I dread it. So here I am in February doing my taxes, and I'm so proud of myself. I'm giving myself, you know, big pats on the back. But that is my adult self saying, Molly, get your taxes done now and have them out of the way and be responsible and don't hold it off to the last minute. Of course, this only pertains to those of us in the U.S., and I want you to know that we have a Mercury retrograde starting on March 22nd that goes until tax day. So that's one of the reasons why I'm already getting a jump start on my taxes, is because I don't want Mercury retrograde madness screwing up my tax filing. So do your taxes. That would be a great way to make use of this full moon in Virgo. I also feel like this energy brings us back to the type of feminine energy we want to embody on a daily basis. Virgo is the fair maiden. She is prim and proper and responsible. She takes care of the garden and the harvest. She tends to the children. She's a worker too. You know, she supports other people. She makes sure they have what they need. It's the energy of, okay, let's make sure that things are being taken care of. So it is a time right now to start off the month of March with a sense of responsibility to yourself and also to others. Virgo is also a nun. She's also a teacher. Virgo is a nurse. She's an admin. She is a doctor. She is an athlete. She is a yoga teacher. And what do all these professions have in common? Responsibility, improvement, daily practice. She is the athlete who shows up at the gym every day to exercise her body. It's just what makes her feel good, and then she looks good. So, again, it's coming back to what are you embodying? And March has this sense of all the energies could have felt big. This is the first full moon since eclipse season. So it's also this, okay, what have I learned through eclipse season? And now I have to choose my commitments and my priorities. Now, the connection between the moon in Virgo and Saturn in Capricorn also pertains to your work, career, your job, your profession. And how's that going for you? And are you needing to change something there? Do you need less on your desk? Do you need to minimize your to-do list? I'm not even going to show you my to-do list because it starts on one side of the paper and it goes over to the other side of the paper. And I look at it and I can feel overwhelmed if I don't just stick with one line item. Do this, Molly, do this, do this. It's that type of thing. Do this, okay, it's done. Do this, okay, it's done. And it's really about getting things done. Now, after a full moon, the energy is about completion. And it's about a finishing up. Because with a new moon, we initiate, we get going, we feel the push, 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 and the movement, and okay, I'm feeling something going. And then the full moon is that point of illumination and balance and what has come to your awareness that you didn't see before. And then the other side of the full moon is, okay, I need to finish up this, I need to change that, alter this, add in this, da-da-da-da-da-da. And we get more things done in an efficient way. So after the full moon, there is a sense of, again, tidying up, okay? So I feel like overall with March, we're going to be feeling a slowdown. And it's been a big period. This year has been a big energy push. And it's because we needed to get some things rocking and rolling in 2018, and you needed to feel support for it. You really did. And I hope you have felt that you've made good progress and that things have come together and things have been clear and you've made some changes. Life has looked different now in the first 2 months of the year. And March is going to be a little bit of a slowdown, a much-needed slowdown, I would say, because we're going to have two planets turning direct. We're going to have Jupiter, who's currently at 23 degrees now. He turns retrograde, stations retrograde, on March 8th at 23 degrees of Scorpio. So Jupiter is really honing in and digging deep into 23 degrees of Scorpio for a few weeks. So if you have that in your chart as perhaps a significant point, then you're going to really be feeling that. And then we have a Mercury retrograde that begins after the equinox. It begins on March 22nd, and that is when Mercury is in Aries, and he will be retrograde in Aries for the whole retrograde period. So that starts March 22nd, and it goes until April 15th. So know that it's interesting, because I'm getting this image right now of you're not doing this alone. Whatever that means for you, whatever it is for you, we have the celestial help right now. We have the cosmic friends, the soul energies, the angels, the spirit guides. They're all present. I mean, Pisces is their jam. Pisces is their sign. They like multiply during the Pisces energy because we're able to see them. The veil is so thin, and I feel for some of us that have already done a lot of spiritual work and we feel like we live in 5D most of the time, that it's really normal to always be connected with your spirit guides. I know I talk to mine every day and multiple times a day. I'm always in contact with spirit. I have, there'll be different angels or different energies that I feel or sense, but it's always there. It's just part of the 5D reality is that you just feel you're much more in tune with energies that you don't see. But when we are in these times when the veil is so thin, we have more people opening up to more energies, and there's even a greater willingness for more of their connection to spirit, the universe, God, whatever they choose to name it. And so we're at this period where more and more people are sensing things they can't describe. And I want to validate for you that we are meant to be receiving messages intuitively, energetically, emotionally, and that they're real. They're real. I mean, if you feel it, there's something real there. And it could be that you feel one of your senses is even more heightened. I woke up this morning with my crown chakra just on fire. Like, it was moving so fast and spinning and spinning and spinning. And I was, oh, man, give me some coffee. Because I just felt like I just need to ground. And to me, coffee is grounding. There's other times when you could feel it in your solar plexus, especially if you're feeling a lot of anxiety. What I've come to see is that could be your solar plexus energies helping you integrate a new level of personal power, but also helping you filter out what you don't need to worry about. And so you have to look at that. You have to look at your own energy of where am I feeling things intensely, and do I want to have that perspective, or do I want to feel that I can let something go and not carry the anxiety, the worry, the fear, whatever it might be for you. So during these periods of high spiritual energies, we have the ability to work with them even more and to understand the messages and to understand that we're truly connected to so much more than we can see. Pisces is one of the two duality signs in astrology. The other is Gemini. And with Pisces, the duality is as above, so below. As within, so without. And so it's that connection between our human self and our spiritual self. That connection between what is happening within us and what is happening in the collective. And it can be really fuzzy. And it can feel like there's no boundaries. And on that note, there have been many themes around boundaries lately. And how are you honoring your own boundary needs? On the energy of your own boundary needs, because Pisces can just wipe that out. Pisces can be so kind and compassionate that it's just saying, oh, sure, you can have whatever you want. Pisces will self-sacrifice. I feel that's a key word for many of you. What are you sacrificing for somebody else that really isn't right for you? Keep an eye on that theme. Also, okay, I'm getting the image of the ocean because Pisces is the ocean. And Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. And, of course, Neptune rules the seas with his trident. And it's so funny. Just the other day, I was like, I think I want to watch The Little Mermaid again. So how's that for a Pisces theme? But I have a toddler, so just so you know, I have a reason for needing to watch The Little Mermaid to entertain him. But the energy of the ocean is meant to help with what needs to be let go of. And so maybe you could even do a meditation of what you need to throw into the ocean and what you need to I feel like just toss it overboard, just let it go, just put it somewhere. Like if you need a visual for something that you're looking to energetically release, put it into the ocean, you know, with love. Make it a blessings with love and consciousness, right? It's like I offer this to be transmuted, and I offer this so I don't have to carry this, and I'm just exhausted from this, or I'm just tired of this, and I offer it away. And the ocean beautifully receives it so that it can be transmuted into something else. It's really our work right now. It takes us out of our heads. It's so funny because there isn't really much in our heads right now. And so you could feel quite creative and artistic. You could feel that you just want to be open and free, that you just want to sleep, that you don't have energy for a lot of particulars. That will change with the full moon. When the full moon is active, the Virgo energy will help with the focus. But if you don't feel it consistently, it's just because there are so much of Pisces right now, including Mercury in Pisces. We are meant to be out of our minds. And you can feel that you're out of your mind regularly. And that's a beautiful thing, to be out in other realms and other places. Let me see here. I want to look and see if there's anything else I want to touch on. The sun is coming up to a conjunction with Neptune over the weekend, the first weekend in March. So you could feel like you need a vacation, that you want to do very little. Everything can look, fuzzy and that sense of, I just want to relax this weekend. I just want to take some time off. again, it's great for being creative, artistic, intuitive, meditative, anything that just feels fun, and to not feel that you have to force yourself to do anything that feels too hard. Because, you know, the sun only conjuncts Neptune once a year. And it's a time when, again, you don't want to do much. You don't want to really work. You just want to be in other places, doing something enjoyable, beautiful music, you know, beautiful, enjoying the beautiful life. That's what Sun conjunct Neptune does. The planets will be making a trine to Jupiter in Scorpio. Again, this is the flow of transformation. This is the Jupiter in Scorpio is giving us greater courage to transform. We're willing to go there, to go into those shadow or darker places, into those caves that we wouldn't normally want to visit. It reveals and it allows us to be free of the burdens or to be free of the secrets or the things that we've held in the dark because we didn't know what to do with it. Well, the planets are each going to be making a trine to Jupiter, and I feel that this is going to be an opening, a flow. You could feel it as some kind of release. Let's see. We actually have Venus making that trine to Jupiter now, and it will be in effect until the end of this week. And then Mercury comes through the first weekend in March and makes that same trine to Jupiter. And then the Sun will make that trine later in the middle of March. But this, what this does, Jupiter in Scorpio is really supporting the fact that you are loved no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what may feel heavy or dark at times. It's setting you free so that you turn all of that, whatever that experience is, whatever the feeling is, the anything related to that thing, okay, that you're really working on or healing, it's giving you more wisdom. It's the dark night of the soul where you get a lot of wisdom because of that, and it transforms you. Jupiter is in Scorpio until this fall, and then it's going to enter Sagittarius. And so we are each being transformed this year, but it's supportive transformation right now, supportive. So that's just going on in the background here as we move into March. Next week, I will be doing the show a day early on Tuesday because I'm going on a little vacation, and I'm so excited. I've been planning this since November. So I'm going to do the show on Tuesday instead of Wednesday, and you'll be able to listen to it, whenever you get your podcast. And then the following week, I'll be back with another live show on Wednesday. So I will see you next Tuesday, and I hope that you feel a lot of great supportive energies with this first full moon on March 1st and 2nd. And please know that you are meant to be trusting those messages that you're feeling and receiving right now. They're coming through for a reason, and I hope you really feel that. You can find out more about me on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and be sure to check out my new YouTube channel where I share with you astrology videos, and you can follow along and see how all this stuff lines up. Thanks so much, my friends. I really appreciate you being here, and I'll see you next week. Namaste. Bye-bye.